This is Massa Nikasa. What's left of it?
What? How did this happen?
I happened.
Doctor!
No wonder Nick
Doctor,
hates me.
Come on, we've got to go!
Look what I've done.
Doctor! Get up, please! Ah!
Rob? Oh no!
Do not move, Doctor! You are now a prisoner of the Cybermen!
Okay. There's no need to shove. Where are we going?
Don't bother, Rob. You won't get much chit-chat out of a Cyberman.
You are being taken to the Cyber Leader.
I've seen this lot off before, and I will do it again.
Resistance is futile. It is not logical to challenge the might of the Cyber Race.
And yet, I keep on doing it, don't I?
It is another example of an ineffective emotional response to a situation that is beyond your control.
He doesn't sound very impressed to me.
It doesn't sound impressed. It was a living being once. They call themselves Cybermen, but they don't discriminate between the sexes. They'll convert anyone they consider worthy into another Cyberman. Another emotionless monster.
Your comments are irrelevant. Your conversation will cease.
The hero returns to an empty corridor. Hello? Is there anybody there? Anybody want to welcome me home? Not very inspiring. I wonder how this place survived when the rest of the planet didn't. Hey! Doctor! Rob! Is there anybody there? Anybody? Nothing. An empty corridor. Brilliant.
Help us. Help us. Help us.
Nick.
Help us.
Nick.
Hello? Who's there?
Help us. Help us. Save us.
I can't. I don't know who you are. Tell me where you are and I'll try and help. I want to help.
You must save us all. You must save us all. Nick.
Concentrate on me, Nick. Concentrate on my voice.
Thank you. They were getting a bit too much for me. Where did they all go?
Don't worry about that for now. Look outside, my son. Open the viewport.
Like this, you mean? No!
Massa Nikasa, the view is the same from anywhere on the planet. The Doctor made quite sure of that.
No! It's just like my dream! So this is what he never told me! How could he do this?!
Even by Cyberman standards, this is on quite a scale.
They could build an army in here.
I think that's the idea. Come on, where is he then?
Where's who?
Silence!
The Cyber Leader, of course, Rob. He'll be around here somewhere waiting to make a dramatic entrance, so be ready to be overawed. For a race of so-called emotionless beings, this lot do like a bit of a spectacle. Almost as if they want us to be impressed by them or something.
Yeah, but what about Nick?
Shh, don't worry, I haven't forgotten him. We need to find out as much as we can so we can help him. You'd better let me handle this.
Oh, Doctor!
No, really, Rob, just hush now. You took your time.
So, you have finally returned to Mata Nekasa, Doctor.
And you finally got the stronghold you wanted here. Much more impressive than your little home from home in deep space that I visited last time. You must have worked hard. There wasn't much left here from what I remember.
You put a temporary halt to our plans. Last time we met, your efforts merely worked to the advantage of the cyber race.
They did?
You created a wave of radiation that devastated Mata Nekasa.
It destroyed your machine too. I wasn't going to let the Mata Nekasans be turned into a lot of emotionless tin soldiers.
They were all turned into Cybermen.
What?
We came to Mata Nekasa and offered the people salvation.
They survived?
They survived, Doctor. In pain, injured, desperate. They begged us to save them, to stop the pain. We saved them. We made them strong again. They became like us.
No!
All these Cybermen are the product of your interference. Whatever you hope to achieve by devastating this world, you failed, Doctor!
I think I'm beginning to understand now. Why I'm here, that is. To save you all.
Everything has always been leading you back to your people.
Despite the Doctor's actions, he'll pay for them, I'll make sure of that. And I want you there to see it.
You know I'm always with you.
When will you let me see you?
In time you'll understand everything, my son. For now, you need to trust me.
Everyone asks for my trust. I don't know who to believe in right now.
You have special abilities gifted by the Mata Nekasans. You know the right thing to do.
I think I do. I need, want to see you.
It'll happen eventually.
I'm looking forward to it.
That's my boy. Now you can't hang around here. You've got to find the control room. That's where everything is waiting for you. Follow the corridor.
Okay. It's better than wandering round here aimlessly.
Don't listen.
Why?
We need you.
Who are you?
Don't listen to them. Follow my voice, Nick. It's going to tempt you back to the Doctor. You must follow me. Follow my voice.
But who are those voices?
Decoys. They want to harm you. You mustn't listen, Nick.
Okay, now I'm completely bewildered.
Do you trust me? Do you trust me?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Then follow me, Nick. Follow my voice.
Yes. I will follow you.
Tell him he's got it wrong, Doctor. You didn't destroy this planet, did you?
Well, technically the Cyber Leader is right.
Technically?
You don't understand. You weren't there. I made a choice. A choice I stand by. Only this time it didn't work out how I thought. I saved one life among the millions here. One life. How do you think I feel, Rob? Don't you think I would have saved them all if I could have done? I have to live with this. Live with Nick knowing I destroyed his race.
Yes, and then you will live like us.
Never!
You have no choice. No sentient being has a choice anymore. The telepathic compeller will ensure that all will become Cybermen.
Life will always fight against the tyranny you stand for. The tyranny of feeling nothing at all.
Your argument is as irrational as always, Doctor. There will be no fight, no resistance. The telepathic compeller will remove that, as you shall see when we begin the mass cybernization of the population of Masiona.
I still say there will always be resistance. As long as I'm around, I'll resist you.
Then we shall give you a demonstration, Doctor. Prepare the device for use at low emanation strength within the control center. Aim the impulse at the Doctor's companion here. At once, leader.
I won't allow this.
You have no choice, Doctor. We will now send an impulse to your companion and demonstrate the true strength of our machine.
Leave him alone.
Restrain the Doctor. Leader.
Doctor, help me.
You will feel no fear now. You will be improved. All your emotions will be removed. You will be like us.
I will be like you.
You will join the ranks of the Cyber Army. Take him away.
You can't.
can't!
It is too late to stop it, Doctor. As you see, your young friend offered us no resistance. He will now be cybernized, as will the entire population of Masiona.
Cyberleader, please don't. Take me instead and spare Rob.
Your pleas are illogically emotional and will have no effect on me. Your companion will join us, and then your defeat will be complete. When you are finally crushed, you will join us too, Doctor!
You will feel no fear now.
No fear.
You will be improved. All emotions will be removed. You will be like us.
I will be like you.
You will join the ranks of the Cyber Army. Join us.
Let him go.
Save your energy, Doctor. It is illogical to struggle. Everything will yield to our might. It is the only logical outcome.
Let me out! What are you doing? Leave me alone!
Do not resist.
I'll bloody well resist as much as I can. Let go of me!
Go for it, Rob. Resist as much as you can. See, your all-powerful machine can't even change the mind of one human. It doesn't work.
The cybernization process will still be completed.
I'll do you a deal. Leave him alone, and I'll help you with the machine.
The cyber race requires no help from you. We know the current limitations of the machine.
You do?
Yes, Doctor. We already have the means to improve the machine here on Masinikasa. He will soon join us.
Oh.
Connection achieved.
Connection achieved. I wonder if...
No fear.
Nick, get out of here.
No fear. Ignore them. Rejoin your people.
I will
what?
Follow you.
Nick? Are you okay?
No,
what's wrong with
I
him, Doctor?
Like
connection achieved.
I will follow you.
Oh no, it's
no
all
fear.
Beginning to make sense.
I will be like you.
Free this human. We'll deal with him later. The cybernization of the Masinikasa will begin immediately.
Nick, mate, come on, we've got to get away.
Rob, get away from there.
I've got to do what I can. Oi, Tinhead, leave my friend alone. Ow!
It's no good. We can't stop them. Did they hurt you?
Just winded, Doctor. What are we going to do?
I don't know, Rob. I just don't know.
Remove them, leader.
Leave Nick alone. Take me. Please don't harm him.
Your argument is irrelevant. Remove them.
How are you feeling, Rob? There don't seem to be any side effects.
Oh, my shoulders ache like billy-o. That Cyberman had a grip of steel. So glad you got me out of there. I never want to be like one of them, not ever.
I'm not letting them win again. They're not going to take away everything that's important to me. The Cybermen have got Nick. Now we have to work to get him back.
But how?
I don't know. It's obvious that they need Nick for something. Something to do with their machine.
Think, Doctor, think.
Yes, that's it. We've already established that he's being manipulated by their machine. I think he's been conditioned to see the Cybermen as his own people.
It's going to crush him when he finds out.
I know. We've got to be there to look after him.
Is he going to want to see you, Doctor?
I've got a few things I need to tell him.
You sure have. Do you think they need Nick to channel the impulse from their machine? We know his powers have been growing lately. Maybe that's something they can use.
You know, you could be onto something there. It could be a reversal of the Alone program, perhaps. That's what the Cybermen were up to last time I was on Masinikasa. By making every Masinikasa alone, they took away their collective strength. Of course, it worked the other way too, and by giving them back their telepathy, the Cybermen realised that this was a weapon that they could use against all sentient life. I followed the signal that the Cybermen beamed to Masinikasa with two friends, Aaron and Esther.
This is where the signal is coming from. Looks a bit dingy.
Well, the TARDIS seems to think so, and I trust her instincts.
Her? Is your ship alive?
In her own unique way.
I knew it. I felt something. A presence throughout that trip.
That'll be the TARDIS. She's very fond of telepathic beings.
I can't sense anything living here. Could it be an automated ship?
It's possible, but unlikely, I'd have thought. Shall we find out? This way. Nope, hang on. This way. Come on.
I don't like this. I feel very alone.
You shouldn't. I'm here and...
Oh yes, I can feel him. He's starting to feel his way out into the wider world.
It's amazing. I never thought it would feel like this.
I know what you mean. You need to take care though. I don't want you getting hurt, either of you.
The doctor will keep us safe. There's something about him. He's got a protective spirit.
Yes, but we have no idea what we're getting into.
Looks like there's only one choice, through here.
We'd better go, hadn't we?
No point standing here just waiting.
Here goes then. Oh no! Cyberman!
We have been expecting you, Doctor!
The Cybermen did what they always do and took me prisoner after an argument about how their logic will win them the universe. Esther and I were locked up while they studied Eren to help with their plan to enslave the Massinacassins. While we were locked up, Esther revealed something very important to me.
He will be alright, won't he?
I think so. The Cybermen want information, and it's not logical to kill him right now. They want recruits rather than corpses.
It's horrible! We can't let them enslave us all!
I won't. Don't you worry.
Good.
Right. I've got an idea, but I need more information. Esther? Esther, are you okay?
It's Eren! He's being probed! I can feel it!
Concentrate on my voice, Esther. Listen to me. You can block it.
Thank you. It's time down now.
I'm glad. Come on, sit down. You look tired.
I am. I should be taking it easy in my condition, I suppose. But Eren, I need to make sure he's safe.
In your condition?
Well, I can't have my little boy growing up without his dad, can I?
You're pregnant?
Yes. I'm carrying the egg that will become my son.
Egg? Are you telling me Nick came from an egg? As in, like, egg and soldiers?
We'll get to that, Rob. Stop interrupting. Eren was returned to us soon afterwards, once the Cybermen had completed their telepathic scan of him. He explained.
From what I could deduce, the Cybermen are experimenting with some kind of cerebral augmentation in order to turn off their emotions. The machine can do this by a kind of telepathic suggestion to those that are susceptible.
Us?
I'm afraid so.
It's the inverse of a machine I once used against them, it seems. Did they tell you anything else?
It's a bit hazy as a telepathic probe was so painful. But I think they said they could invert Darbon's machine to restore our telepathic harmony, but with a slight retuning. They will strain us and then make us zombies until they're ready to convert us.
Thus removing the emotional resistance. Oh, that's very clever. Diabolical, but clever.
What can we do?
Doctor, you will come with us. The Cyber Leader wishes to show you the rebirth of the Cyber Race.
You could have just asked. I'd have happily come along, but then that wouldn't occur to you, would it?
You will come with us.
Where are you taking him?
The Cybermen didn't hold me prisoner for long. They took their eyes off me for a minute or so, which was just enough time for me to temporarily disrupt their beam with an etheric impulse from the sonic screwdriver. I rescued Esther and Eren, and we headed back to Massinacassa in the TARDIS. We materialised in Darborn's laboratory.
Home!
Oh, we still can't use our telepathy.
That's good. It means we've still got time to stop all this.
What was that idea you had, Doctor?
If I can invert the settings on Darborn's machine, we might just be able to create a positive feedback and deflect the beam so that it attacks the Cybermen. If there's one thing they don't like, it's a burst of emotions.
Can we help?
No!
Darborn!
I won't let you do it! I'll kill you first!
There's no need for this. You don't understand what the Cybermen are going to do. They have to be stopped before they destroy your entire race.
Destroy my race? No, they're simply enabling me to take control.
Oh, don't be so stupid. The Cybermen aren't that altruistic. They're not in the habit of helping dictators take over worlds.
How would you know, Doctor? They've told me about you. How you meddle, poke around, destroy everything you touch.
No, he's not like that. Not like you.
Oh, do be quiet. I've spent far too long listening to people like you tell me what to do. The fabled Massinacassan ethic. We're better off alone than following some empty rhetoric passed down from generation to generation without any of us thinking about why we are doing it. I want to be alone!
That can be arranged.
Esther, keep him busy. I need to see the machine and stay clear of the exposed wiring. It's not earthed properly.
What makes your idea better?
My study of other cultures shows how much they achieve just because they are alone. I want to find out what that is like.
You could just go off-world and leave us alone.
Oh, I'd still have the power to read other thoughts, to communicate like this.
So you deprive us all of our gifts just for your own selfish need to be alone? No way!
I have been through all this. Soon you won't have any choice. Stop that, Doctor!
Sorry, Darborn. There's no time for this. I'm going to save your people whether you like it or not.
Stand back from the machine!
No.
Don't worry, Doctor. I'll see to him.
Our telepathy is back!
Oh no, that means the Cybermen are ready to carry out their plan. There's not much time left. I've got to stop this before the second impulse comes.
No! This isn't what we agreed! They promised!
They used you, Darbo. Now will you believe us?
No! I will not be denied my power!
Ah! No!
No! Aaron! Please help him, Doctor!
I'm sorry, Esther. There's nothing I can do.
But!
Oh no, the other shot. Damaged the machine.
Is that bad?
Potentially, yes. Give me a minute to assess the damage.
I love you, Esther. I always will. Look after our son. Do what you can to keep him safe. Our little one.
No! Aaron, no! I need you! No!
I can't do it. I can't. Radiation is seeping out where Darborn damaged it. I can stop the impulse, but I won't be able to stop the machine overloading and flooding the planet in radiation. What do I do?
Do what you have to! Save the planet! Now Aaron's gone. What is there to live
for? Cybermen or radiation? It's death either way. And that was the choice I faced. Destroy a beautiful, peaceful planet and its entire race, or let the Cybermen convert them for their new army. Which would you choose?
Now it is time to rejoin your people.
Yes, I am ready.
Make the connection, Nick.
I will make the connection.
That's right. Now you belong to us.
What?
The cyber conversion will begin immediately.
Leave me alone.
It is illogical to struggle.
No.
Now you belong to us.
No.
Full power.